The heat turned up yesterday on the probe into possible Russian interference in last year's presidential election. Robert Mueller was appointed by the Attorney General's office as special counsel to head the investigation. He's the former head of the FBI and comes to the assignment with a long list of accomplishments. Back in the 1980s, he was an assistant U.S. attorney here in Massachusetts and is a decorated Vietnam War Marine veteran. Attorney Donald Stern, former U.S. attorney for Massachusetts, knows Mueller well, professionally and personally. And Mr. Stern joins us this morning to talk about Robert Mueller. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's this appointment mean to the investigation, do you think?
Well, I think it, first of all, removes a cloud that, in my view, existed over where things were over the Department of Justice. I think even though I had confidence in the field FBI agents and the line prosecutors who were handling the investigation, I think it was pretty clear that the public would not have confidence in the outcome unless there was an independent special counsel appointed. So that's what was done here. And I have to say, I couldn't think of a better choice than Bob Mueller.
He's a seasoned investigator. He's been described as tenacious as a prosecutor and an investigator.
I think all that's true. He's experienced. He's independent. He has terrific judgment. He's decisive. And above all, he has unblemished integrity. And the other point that I want to make is, you know, one of the criticisms of the appointment of special counsel or independent counsel, as it was sometimes called in the past, was that the whole process kind of became a bureaucracy unto itself, that it lost its focus. I don't think that's going to happen with Bob Mueller. He is a extremely focused, experienced prosecutor and investigator. So I think you're going to see the marshaling of the right resources and a laser focus on what needs to be investigated.
What did he learn from his time here in Boston that's helped him in his career and will aid him in this very high-profile new post?
Well, I think he is and respects independent judgments. He gives people the ability to make decisions, but with oversight. And I think more than anything else, he's the ultimate public servant. You know, one of the things that I most respect about Bob is, and this is after he had served in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, after he was in San Francisco, after he came back to the Department of Justice, he left private practice and became a line prosecutor to prosecute gang cases and gun cases in the District of Columbia as an assistant U.S. attorney. No fanfare, no title, no big deal. Now, of course, given his skill and given who he is, he quickly rose up through the ranks and then later became FBI director. But the fact that he would do that shows really what a person he is.
You think, then, that he'll use that experience to take this investigation wherever it has to go, touch whoever it has to touch, and will then produce a credible result believed by the public and by political leaders?
I think all of that is true. I think he will follow the facts wherever they are. I think he won't go down detours that are irrelevant and immaterial. I think he'll focus on what needs to focus on. And I think at the end of the day, I certainly will have great confidence in the result. At the end of the day, and I hope the public will too.
You know, he'll be under a lot of scrutiny, though, from Capitol Hill, from the White House, the Justice Department. Is Mueller the type who can resist political interference, let it roll off his back?
I don't think he cares about that at all. I mean, you don't become FBI director for 12 years without being able to maneuver through some of those landmines on Capitol Hill. So, you know, I think he'll do just fine. I mean, one of the short-term outcomes of all of this is I think we're going to ratchet down the temperature on this. I think we're going to see him and his team dig in to do a real investigation, which means that it may be less in the public spotlight and more on the front lines of experienced investigators and prosecutors.
Donald Stern, former U.S. attorney for Massachusetts, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition about Robert Mueller this morning.
You're welcome, Bob.